Revelation chapter 19. We're going to read two verses there. And then we're going to read one more scripture before we are seated. And that's going to be in 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. So Revelation 19, starting at verse 9, the Bible says, then he is referring to a mighty angel speaking to the apostle John. He said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, see that you do not do that. Mm-mm. Don't worship me. Don't get me in trouble. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Somebody say spirit of prophecy. Amen. And then let's go over to 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 3. This is the Apostle Paul. He's writing back to the church of Corinth. And he says, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Again, he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. So tonight we're going to speak, preach, teach on the spirit of prophecy. So can you please join me in prayer before we are seated? Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we are so thankful for your presence. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for visiting your people yet again. God, you are faithful. You are mighty and strong, God. You are holy and there's no one like you. So we are asking you again, Lord, help us. Touch our mind. Touch our hearts right now. Touch our spirit, mighty God. Help us. Bring us along in the journey of your word and your spirit right now. And let your people be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Pardon me. So the spirit of prophecy, the Bible describes that as the testimony of Jesus. So in 1 Corinthians 14 and 3, the Bible is telling us, hey, listen, when somebody prophesies, this is the purpose and the nature of foretelling and or being divinely inspired by God to speak a word, a message, a direction, caution. You know, sometimes prophecy has that tendency, but it is to edify somebody. It is to exhort, to encourage them, to strengthen them. And it's to bring solace to them. It's to bring comfort to their souls. Because we know that in this world, this is a broken world. So this world is full of darkness. This world is full of hopelessness. This world is full of disease and sin and a deviation from the things of God. So that's why I'm so thankful that God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. See, listen, John 3:16 should be a scripture, in my opinion, that we should just meditate on day and night, especially times where we feel discouraged, times that we feel defeated or deflated, or times that, you know, we feel unloved. Because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. So that means I can't earn God's love. I can't buy God's love. I'm already loved. But the enemy will try to bewitch me and try to get me to think that I am unlovable, which that is a lie. Because the Bible also says that the testimony of Jesus is also the spirit of truth. So whatever Jesus testifies, whatever Jesus declares, it is truth. And we can take that to the bank. See, we cannot have a relationship without trust. And trust is built upon truthfulness. Amen. So I am so thankful that when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I can depend on him. I can trust on him. I can lean upon him. And I can depend that everything that he says, he is going to carry it through. Hallelujah. So when the Apostle Paul, he is encouraging the church. He said, listen, I want you to pursue love, and I want you to pursue spiritual gifts, like the gifts of healing. Praise God. We need it. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Amen. The all these gifts that is made available by the Holy Ghost, the Apostle Paul said, listen, I want you to yearn for that, desire that. He said, but above all, I wish that you would desire to prophesy. Because when you prophesy, it is encouraging somebody else. It's building somebody else up. Because especially when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and causes you to speak a word into somebody else's life, because what you're doing is what Christ has been doing from the beginning of time. Hallelujah. See, when you break down that word edification, I love that word now. See, prophesy speaks edification. In the Greek, it is a compound word. The first word, oikos, means home or a house. And domos means to build. So when you put those two words together, you get a home builder. My God. We are in the house of God. And when the Holy Ghost comes and moves and speaks to us, he is building up the body of Christ. He is strengthening the body of Christ. He is making the body stronger. He is making the body more adaptable. He is encouraging the body. Hallelujah. He is causing the body to be unbreakable. Because when Jesus declared in Matthew 16, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Who is the church? The body of Christ, the house of God, the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost comes in and dwells in the body of Christ, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Because when God speaks, he said, let there be light. And in John chapter 1, the Bible says that the darkness comprehendeth not the light. What does that word mean? It means that it cannot beat the light. It can't overcome the light. It cannot intimidate the light. It cannot defeat the light. Hallelujah. So when God speaks, he is releasing light. And where there's light, darkness cannot abide. Darkness cannot remain. Darkness cannot operate. Darkness is defeated. It is vanquished. And it is overcome by the testimony of Jesus. That's why it is important that we allow God to open our mouth and that he fills it with his words and with his spirit. Because the power of life and death is in our tongue. Even secular science has confirmed what the truth of God has already determined. You will get out of what you speak. So as children of God, being led by his spirit, therefore we ought to have the vocabulary, the vernacular, the nature of God's speech pattern. Praise God. Like, Lord, I want to prophesy how you prophesy. I want to talk how you talk. I want to build what you want me to build. I want to encourage what you want to encourage. God told Moses, encourage Joshua. I want you to strengthen him. I want you to encourage him. Because he's about to go in this next chapter of the people of Israel, and he is doing my will. Right now, he feels a little shaky. Right now, he feels a little intimidated because this job is bigger than him. But Moses, I want you to go and I want you to encourage him. Build him up, because what I see in Joshua is not the same thing that Joshua sees in himself. Because in Romans 4, the Bible says that God speaks those things that are not as though they are. So we got to understand that Jesus doesn't testify according according to what we see or what we know, but he testifies what he sees and what he knows, and he knows no other God. He knows no other Savior. He knows no other healer. He knows no other banner. He knows no other warrior. He knows no other. He's the only one. The Holy One of Israel, the Bible says. So when he declares, he is declaring with authority. He is declaring from the spirit of love. He is declaring with the effects of trying to give you and I an anchor of hope to our soul. Something that is going to bring us up and out and over into the land of promise. Praise the Lord. I am so thankful for the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus. See, one day before the Lord's passion, and what I mean by that is his death, his burial, his resurrection, what he accomplished on Calvary, and before he ascended back on high after he was resurrected from the dead. He was found in a synagogue in Luke 4. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that those who were in authority in the synagogue, they handed Jesus a roll in one of the books of the Bible. And this was really cool because in Luke 4, the Bible says that the book of Isaiah was given to Jesus. And then Jesus started reading from the book of Isaiah. So that reference, that location is Isaiah 61. Let's read it together. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach." See, preach is a prophetic declaration of the word of God by the anointing of God. See, not every preaching is the same. You can tell a dead, dry preaching, and you can tell a holy, anointed preaching. Amen? So to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim, to announce, to designate the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Oh, look at that. God is prophesying more, you know, comfort, to console those who mourn in Zion. Oh, consolation. To give them beauty for ashes. Oh, praise God, resurrection. The oil of joy for mourning. Oh, you mean to tell me I don't have to stay in my sadness or depression anymore? Oh, praise God. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, wow. I don't have to live in darkness anymore. I can live in the light of God. I can praise and I can echo the word of God that says, I will not die. I will live and I will declare the works of the Lord. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to declare he's forgiven my sins. He's washed my sins away. He has filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I can think right now. I can talk right now. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Thank you for the garment of praise, God. Now look at the end of verse 3. So that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Praise God. Because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we see the word of God written, and we can also say we get faith by the spoken word of God, when God speaks to your heart. When he speaks to your mind, sometimes he may speak to you in an audible voice. That is awesome and scary at the same time. It's like, oh, where'd that come from? And you know, we forget, like, okay, Lord, yes, your spirit does fill all space and time. Sometimes I forget about that, right? I'm still flesh, right? So, with the spirit of prophecy, there's nature and the purpose of the testimonies of Jesus Christ. Because all throughout Scripture, you will see how God uses the spirit of prophecy. He uses it to warn. He uses it to remind us of his covenant love for you and I. He uses it to tell us about the Messiah and how he is coming back. Amen. And how we ought to live. Because Jesus said, listen, that the foundation of the church is Jesus, the chief cornerstone, and the apostles and prophets. Amen. See, the apostles, they brought us the gospel of Jesus. And the prophets, they point us to Jesus. Amen. And Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So when we attune our ears to the voice of God, and we will allow God to just download his word and his spirit into our mind, into our hearts, and into our souls, what we are doing is we're allowing God to build up this house and not we ourselves. Listen, I have inflated myself with many things. And you know what that's called? That's called pride. That's called selfishness. That is called self-proclamation. And listen, my prophecy that comes of my flesh will come to naught. It won't. I can do all the wishful sayings. I can say all the mantras that I can come up with from the east to the west, and it will not come to anything. But when Jesus speaks, because Jesus said that my words, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. And the words of God is also called the seed of God. So when the engrafted word comes into my heart and into my mind, there comes a harvest and harvest of God, the planting of the Lord. And there could be fruits that be manifest that I couldn't bear by myself. Because in John 15, it says that if my words abide in you, and you abide in my word, amen, then you, the branch, and me, the vine, I will cause you to be fruitful. I want to be fruitful. I don't want to appear before God empty-handed, especially all that he has done for me. All the sacrifice, all the patience, all the long suffering, all the times that he has called for me and I ignored him, all the times that he was there with me in this ungodly places, that ungodly times with ungodly people bearing his name on this temple. He was there patiently calling me, just wooing me, yearning for me, just like Joseph said. I cannot sin against my God. Despite all my circumstances, I'm like, no, he's been good to me through it all. Through it all. Like, do we want to go through hard times? No. But is God still good through hard times? Yes. Yes. 1,000 times, yes. And so, with the spirit of prophecy, Abraham, he didn't have the written word of God at that time, but he had the voice of God in his life. And when God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, he heeded to that spirit of prophecy. When he said, Abraham, I'm going to make you a father of many nations, before he had Isaac, Abraham, the Bible says, he heeded to the spirit of prophecy. So listen, when God is speaking to you, when God is speaking, has spoken to you and will continue to speak to you, listen, heed to it. Because trust me, you can't carry that word out on your own. Because the Bible says it's not by power nor by might, but it's by his spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. So anything that God calls you and I, it is bigger than us. It is greater than us. We don't have the resources. Praise God. And thank God for that. So in that case, God gets the glory and we get to partake in all his blessings. Hallelujah. God ain't stingy. He said, listen, it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He's given us his name. He's given us his spirit. He's given us his power. Jesus said, greater things than these you will do. He wasn't just talking to the apostles. He was talking to every follower of Jesus Christ. Come on. So when the spirit of prophecy comes upon you, which is another name for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you shall receive power, Acts chapter 1 says. You shall receive power. And I love it because at all times, good times, bad times, mediocre times, when the spirit of prophecy comes, God gives us a timely word. He gives us a timely word. There are times where the Lord has told me personally, he said, this sickness is not unto death. And I take that word. I said, God, thank you. Thank you for my healing before I was even healed. I'm like, thank you, Lord, so much. When my baby girl, Abigail, had a febrile seizure, this is not unto death. Thank you, Lord, for keeping my baby. Thank you for keeping her. Not one brain damage, not one after effect, nothing. God completely overhauled her entire physical makeup and not one scratch because of the spirit of prophecy. When God says that, listen, when you believe on me, as the scripture has says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When I took God at his word, out of my belly started flowing rivers of living water. I remember one time God refilled me again. I was speaking in tongues for hours. I couldn't speak English. Praise God. Listen, when the spirit of prophecy takes over, let him give him full access. Like, God, you can do whatever it is that you want better than I can in a million years. Too many times I've gotten in the way of God. Too many times. And now, yes, I'm still young, 39. I'm like, God, my time is coming up on this earth. Okay? I want to see you in all your glory before we get to heaven. I want to see those things that you have in mind that's not even recorded in the book of Acts. Now, the Lord has allowed me to see some things. He saw me, a dead man, come back to life. He allowed me to see arthritis healed. He allowed me to see asthma healed. He allowed me to see relationships whole and restored. He has allowed me to see many miracles. Praise, and I praise God for that. Amen. And I want to see more. Not just in my life, but in your life, your family's life, your neighbor's life. I want the spirit of prophecy to be released right now into all corridors of Clay County, of Orange Park, of Green Coast Springs, of Middleburg, of Fleming Island, of Argyle Forest, all of Duval County, St. John's County, all of the state of Florida. My nation needs my God. My county needs my God. And I can do it. That's why I need to link up with the Holy Ghost and unleash the spirit of prophecy so that you can be edified, so you can be exhorted, so you can be comforted, hallelujah, and that people will know that there is a God and they can experience Pentecost. Praise the Lord. As we stand unto our feet, I believe the Lord, as the musicians come, listen, God wants to do things that he has yet to make known to his people. And I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost right now. Listen, he's been wanting to do this before I even came on the scene, before you all came on the scene. He's already written in his book things that he wants to accomplish, things that he wants to see, amen. So when we humble ourselves, hallelujah. Listen, humility is the gateway to the miraculous. Humility is the gateway to the strength of God. Humility is the gateway to the honor of God. And the Bible says that to the children of God, he will share his secrets. I want to know the secrets of God. I want to know him so intimately. I want to be one with him and one with his body. And see, listen, the Spirit of God makes known the mind of Christ. And what's on the mind of Christ is that his body is built up. His body is established and whole and healthy. And that you don't walk around thinking that, you know, you're just a second-rate citizen. No, you are the children of the Most High God. You are more than overcomers, praise God. You are a mighty man and a mighty woman of valor in the eyes of God. Listen. Yesterdays were not your best days. Your best has yet to come. to every man, to every woman, to every boy and girl upon this property, upon this community, upon this state, and this nation and worldwide. Praise God. Jesus said, I am the transformation and the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. God can resurrect anything. He can give life to anyone. And not just life, but that more abundantly. Listen, we're talking about overflow. We're talking about an overflowing river of the Holy Ghost where you're walking in joy. That when you see the line of the devil, you ain't scared. Soon as you walk forward, he backs back. And you didn't even say a word. Because remember, that's the temples of the Holy Ghost. Remember who you're carrying. It's the Spirit of Almighty God. The same spirit in Genesis 1. The Spirit of God hover over the deep faces of the water in the midst of voidness and darkness. See, God moves. And then the second thing that God does in his moving, he speaks. What did he speak? He said, let there be light as he was moving. And the Bible says, and there was light. There's no hesitation with God. There's no delays with God. When God wants something to be done, it will be done according to his will, his timing, his purpose, and his beauty, and in his holiness. Hallelujah. So he gets the glory, and we get to reap the benefit of it. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. A scripture that's been in my heart as we are closing is Joel chapter 2. So again, this is another prophetic book where the spirit of prophecy is moving upon the prophet Joel. And there are two things in Joel chapter 2 that the spirit of prophecy revealed. The first thing, he said, listen, I will restore the years that the cankerworm has stolen. He said, then after that, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. See, what God wants to do in the spirit of prophecy, he wants to heal you first. He wants to make you whole. He wants to even out every deficit that's in your life right now. And not only when he wants to make it even, he wants to give you a surplus in the Holy Ghost. And then when he heals you, he's going to give you the abundant flow of the Holy Ghost, where he will give you the power to carry out that healing, to carry out that victory, to carry it out all the days of your life, and you will not look back. God told Moses and Israel, the enemy that you see now, when you cross the Red Sea, you ain't going to see again. My God. Let's open heaven right now. Jesus is here right now. I am aware of the time, but the spirit of prophecy is here right now. If you have the faith, your miracle is here right now. Your healing is here right now. We're going to turn this entire sanctuary into an altar. You can come to the front. You can pray at your chair. All that I ask is that you reach out to God in faith. Let the word of God penetrate your heart and mind. Let the word of God speak to your situation right now. Doesn't matter if it's financial. Doesn't matter if it's spiritual. Doesn't matter if it's your past. Doesn't matter if it's your present. Let the spirit of God move upon your life right now. Receive his love right now. Receive his grace in the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we are so thankful for you. We are so thankful for your power, your presence, oh God. We love you because you first loved us, oh God. Father, we are here tonight because you have drawn us to your house. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, according to our faith, we say yes to your word right now. We say yes to your healing right now. We say yes to your life and your resurrection in the name of Jesus. We say yes to your truth in Jesus' name.